My name's Ryan. This is Tony. Welcome to the Tony and Ryan podcast.
Welcome.
Now, we're calling Matt / Kenzie.
Oh, okay.
No, not okay. Because which one is it? And also, which one is the Patreon? Because as you know, there are no shared accounts. We are not Netflix.
Yeah. Oh, no, we are Netflix. We're cracking down on shared passwords.
So I don't know who's going to answer. I might get fired up here.
Hello.
Hello, is that Matt or Kenzie?
It is indeed. Is this Tony and Ryan?
Yes, it is Tony and Ryan.
Hang on a second.
Okay, Ryan's confused because...
I'm suspicious there is two people on the Patreon account, but I reckon I've fucked this up.
No, you do have, well, technically both people, but you see, the thing is, so Matt is my government name, if you want to call it that.
Yeah.
But Kenzie is short for Kenzie Blackheart, which is the name of my drag persona.
Oh, yes. Okay, righto.
I was just singing the Drag Race theme song earlier. You've caught us at a great time.
See, Tony, a true queen. I knew it.
Yep.
A true queen. So what would you like us to refer you as for this approval?
Kenzie Blackheart, surely.
Yeah.
Go on then.
Well, Kenzie, will you approve the podcast?
I 110% approve the podcast. I adore both of you so much.
Well, we love both of you too.
Hi, it's Kenzie Blackheart from Essex in the UK, and I approve this podcast.
Welcome to the show. Coming up, Tony, what's going on up there?
I think I need to move.
What?
Something's happened.
What's happened?
And it's kind of like you'll hear something and you'll go, I understand why you need to move, and then it gets worse. And I need your advice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think people in your apartment building wouldn't hate if you moved purely because they're sick of being content for this show? Like the people who are banging upstairs who get, like, they're probably like, well...
On you go.
Yeah.
On your bike.
Yeah
probably.
Yeah.
And people are probably like, she's always bitching about the building, but she never sorts her. It's probably everyone. There's a separate Facebook group where people go, I hate Tony Lodge and she lives here.
All right, that's coming up. But first Tuesday means it's time for confessions.
These are top confessions. I read a comment the other day that said I thought that you guys were saying top confessions. We are saying tarp confessions.
They are top confessions. Yep.
Tarp. T-A-R-P. Tony and Ryan podcast.
Yep. You can submit it at tonyandryan.com.au. They're completely anonymous. There's a form. We don't even ask for your email address.
Yep.
So you just
we don't want any of your personal information. Yep. We just want the juice.
Now, straight off the top, I want you listening and you, Tony,
mm-hmm.
to tell me if you think this is like a good move.
Ooh.
Like it's a bit sus, but it could also be like, oh no, I get it though. Or is it just completely fucked?
Oh.
Every year I bake and deliver sticky buns to my...
Sorry. There's something about the phrase sticky buns, isn't there?
Every year I bake and deliver sticky buns to my friends and they're a Christmas delicacy from my homeland.
Oh.
And after homeland, they're putting brackets, deliberately vague.
Okay, so, like, fair enough.
We can't know who they are.
I don't know if they go into any more detail, but is a sticky bun, do you mean like a finger bun?
That's what I imagined in my mind. Or, but it is around Christmas time, so it might be like a specific Christmas type with maybe a Christmassy. Because Christmas is like the fruit bun that becomes a bit more common at Christmas.
And
like a brandy custard that goes on a thing.
Oh, yeah. Like a panettone, Italian cake.
A Christmas category of something from this specific country.
So sticky, like honey bread kind of vibe. Yeah. Okay.
Everyone loves them.
I love a sticky bun.
Who doesn't? Within my friendship group, I'm known as the one who makes the delicious sticky buns at Christmas.
I love that.
Yeah.
What would you consider I am in your, like, if you were like, oh, Tony, she always blah?
That's a great question. That's a tricky question.
Yeah. Because I'd say you're probably like, oh, Ryan, he's got great advice. He's really supportive. Yeah.
See, sometimes I get nervous that I'm just like, telling everyone what to do and like shut the fuck up.
But sometimes it's kind of like you're bound to hit a bullseye at some point, you know?
If you're throwing off advice out there,
yeah,
something will stick.
Yeah. No, what's mine?
I would say, and this is in a bad way, like loud and fun. Like okay. If Tony's coming, you're like, whoa, yep, here we go.
I actually really appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you.
And like in the right environment, like you are a room reader.
Thank you.
Yeah. So like if we're having a dinner party or we come around, it's like, oh, well, Tony's coming. Like, oh, well, what a great time.
Yeah. But if I was, you know, coming to your funeral or something, you'd be like, oh, she'll be respectful.
Mm, would she though?
I'm not, fuck off. Would as if I would walk into a funeral like, party's here.
I used to say at a funeral in the bedroom. Yeah.
I've come in. What time does this finish? Are we going to eat after? They had the best orange juice at my mum's funeral.
Did they?
The food was awesome. It was like so good. But they had these like carafes of orange juice and it was the best orange juice I've ever drunk in my life.
Is it because you were so
depleted? So happy to be alive.
So happy to be alive. But I feel like because you would have, I'm assuming, cried a lot in the last few days.
Yeah.
You were probably so dehydrated that any liquid was going to taste unreal.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Things you can say after a funeral or something. Anyway, the sticky bun friend. Love that.
Everyone talks about them and they talk about the fact that it's my mum's homemade secret recipe and it's a family secret.
Passed down.
And even though they're a little bit curious, everyone knows that it'll never be shared. That's a good way to keep friends, though. If you get rid of me, you fucking get rid of those buns.
Yeah, but only once a year. Maybe you just burn that friend. Yeah. Who knows?
But for the last 10 years, I've actually just purchased the buns from a local restaurant because it's so much easier than cooking. But I can't tell my friends because I love getting all the praise and I know that then they'll figure out I've been lying to them for a whole 10 years. They think I spend weeks baking these delicious buns. And when people ask for the recipe, then I just say, oh, it's mum's secret.
A decade.
A whole decade. I reckon she's done it once or twice and gone, oh, I'll just buy them this year. And then everyone, you know, gets to November and oh, Jan, are you you bringing the sticky buns again? She's
yeah. Yes, of course. It's my specialty. Yeah, found the recipe.
And I mean, the pressure. Imagine if there's like a new friend to the group or someone's like, oh, I work with this girl. She's going to come for a drink. And they go, oh, you should meet Tony. She does the best finger buns at Christmas. She'd be like, oh, I guess I better fucking.
Or when. This happens to me a lot. People go, Tony's coming. She's so funny. And I go, well, I can't follow that.
No.
Then am I just going, joke, 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 joke. So then when Jan goes, I've got these sticky buns and someone goes, wait till Christmas, Jan's sticky buns, you'll never eat another bun again.
To compare two of my favourite comedians.
Yep.
What you, Tony Lodge, just said remind me of something that Jerry Seinfeld once said.
Fucking how do you do? Yeah.
He said there's nothing worse because he still does stand up and he's a craftsman and
isn't that crazy? Yeah.
And so he's like, there's nothing worse because he turns up to a comedy club in Iowa and they're like,
to test his five or whatever
he's passed them through and doing his tour. And then the person on before him goes, guys, you won't believe it. The greatest comedian of all time.
Yeah.
And he comes out and goes, well, great. Now if I knock him down and have the best show of my life, it's still just like, well, he was the best, so I guess he has to be.
Yeah.
But if one joke slips up, they're like, oh, best of all time.
Yeah. Oh, I've got to sound better.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's got, like, I've heard a few podcasts where he's like, it's the worst.
Yeah, and it would be. And it's shit because you go, I am Jerry Seinfeld, but people go, like, whoa, you know, and you go, well, I'm just a person.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, you know, yeah. This is what Jan's dealing with. They go, these are the best sticky buns in the world.
The bun baker's boy, the husband, thinks I'm a terrible person, but I'm just so busy. I can't cook and have a job, and I actually suck at baking.
I actually think this is a victimless crime. No one is losing in this situation.
You're right.
Jan gets the praise. We've named her Jan. We don't know if that's her name. We don't even know if it's a female. But I'm saying she gets the praise.
She gets the praise.
The other people, they get the buns and they love them and it makes them feel so special. The small business is getting the money from
the
Jan.
The restaurant's getting money.
You know?
The restaurant's winning.
Jan's winning because she then doesn't have to do it.
Jan's friends are winning.
Yep.
You're right. Who's the loser here?
I actually think this is a victimless crime. I think it's fine.
Okay. Tony is pro-lying.
No.
No, it is.
But you know what I mean? Like, well, and then if she'd been lying for 10 years about, like, something bad, or, you know, for 10 years said, like, I actually can't think of what.
Do you remember we both
in that show? That's the
Nathan
first
Fielder?
Thing. Yeah.
Nathan Fielder? We both hate that show.
I couldn't watch it. It made me so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But, like, so this guy, it's in this show, and this guy wants to tell his friends that he's been lying about getting a bachelor's degree.
Yeah.
And I was watching that and was like, I don't think that that's that. Like, who cares?
Yeah. Well, I think the issue with that one was that the friend was, like, trying to help him get a job.
Yeah, and he was like, I don't have my bachelor, so I can't
do
it.
Why are you struggling? Here's a great job. You need a bachelor's degree. You've got that. I'll introduce you. And he's like,
Yeah, no, that does make sense. But I don't think that any of Jan's friends are going, oh, my God, you should go on the Great British Bake Off. Have you tried her buns? I'll introduce you to Noel Fielding. You know, like, yeah. I don't think that that's going on.
Okay, do you like Noel Fielding?
I love Noel Fielding.
So do I.
There is nothing I wouldn't do to Noel Fielding. I know that he's married and I know that he has children and I know that I'm in a long-term committed relationship, but
really?
Noel Fielding, oh, yeah. He just fucking flexes my weird. Like, you know, he's just weird. I love him. He just fucking.
Do we need some cool water?
Sorry.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I'm a fan of Noel Fielding.
Okay. Here's a question.
Mm-hmm. Question.
And it's a question for possibly you and also for Jam with the sticky buns.
Yeah.
Would you take up the offer if someone's like, we've heard that you're the best baker ever with these sticky buns?
Ooh.
Would you like to meet Noel Fielding and show him about the buns? So, on one hand, you get to meet Noel Fielding, but on the other hand,
you might look like a fuckhead
you don't
in front of Noel
buns.
Fielding. Yeah.
Or he's going to rock up and go, oh, apparently you got good buns. And she's like, no, I just buy them. And he goes, oh.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
But then that could be your only chance to meet him.
Yeah, I think I'd do it.
You'd take him up on it?
Yeah, I'd do it.
Okay, I'll
and I'd just hope for the best.
Australia's best baker, Tony Lodge,
yep.
is in the area.
Yep, happened to be in the zone. And maybe I could just take some in and, like, put them under my apron.
Smuggle them in.
Smuggle the buns
Smuggle
in.
Smuggle buns.
And then, you know, put them in the oven and warm them up a little bit.
Can you say in his voice, Tony, these taste like the cakes from Coles?
Tony, those taste like the cakes from Coles.
That was good.
That sounded like Noel Fielding,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
They taste a bit like the ones you get from Tesco's.
That's yes.
That is
yes.
That
was good.
Noel Fielding.
That was fucking good.
The best impressions in
Melbourne. I now welcome you to Bartending True Crime.
Oh, here we go. Ba 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 ba.
The bar I work at stays open later than others in the area.
Cool. So you're the last stop for the night?
Yep. And that also means that people who work at the other bars will go to that bar for their knockoff drinks. You know
yep.
what I'm saying?
Yeah, hospo drinks. Yep.
Yep. This one bloke who works at the pub across the street has been coming in when he finishes work for years.
Yep.
And multiple times a week he gets absolutely shit-faced. And I think we all know for a fact the people who work in hospo, they know how to give it a good hit, don't
yep.
they?
Yeah, yeah.
One night. I've tried to book him multiple Ubers because usually he's so blind. We're like, all right, time to wrap
it
up.
My
Pass
God.
Me your phone. I'll book you an Uber.
That's so annoying though because you're like, now you're my responsibility because you got so wasted.
Yeah. And but like he's a good customer. He's a nice guy. But yeah, we just got to, you know, and back in the day, we like the barman would call you a cab. That
yeah.
kind of vibe.
Yeah.
So it's 3 a.m. on a weeknight and there's just like no cars about.
Yeah.
And he's had a few Ubers cancel on him and I'm getting desperate. Because I want him to get out and I want to go home.
Go home, yep.
So I offer to give him a ride.
That's nice.
He would tell me where to go. Oh, yeah, just further down here, then turn up at the next left. And then he'd just like pass out because he's that drunk.
Open the phone, look at the address in the Uber app.
He then wakes up
yep.
and goes, ah, oh, no, we're not in the right spot. No, no,
oh.
we have to go over there and then head over there. And then he'd, like, pass out again. And then – so this has happened a few times. And they're obviously like, I'm doing you a solid,
mate. I'm actually helping you out here.
Help
yeah.
me help you.
Yeah.
And I think it was after the fourth time, they were so pissed off, they stopped the car, walked around the back to the passenger side door, opened the door, pulled him out of the car, and just left him on the street and were like, mate, find an Uber, get a cab, catch a train, whatever. I'm going. And drives off. Was there a point? Your your mouth is more open than I've ever seen it, which is saying something. But is there a, surely there's a point where you just go, no.
Nah. I would open the Uber app and look at the address that they had stored as their home.
Yep.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
But obviously if that wasn't, they couldn't get into the phone, it was like locked or whatever, or flat or yeah. fucking. I think that if you commit to driving that person home, you've like taken on a duty of care.
Right.
That in that situation, you're like, I've committed to getting you home safe. I need to get you home safe.
I need to complete the task.
Yeah. You can't just leave someone on the street and, you know, like.
Well, I don't think they were fully unconscious, but they were definitely very drunk.
Yeah. But
you're not going to like the end of the story.
You can't just like push them out in the street, though. That's like. Don't you agree?
Yeah. I just know the next line.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Keep going.
Oh, I do agree, but like. After a certain amount of like, no, no, back the other way.
Yeah.
It's like, because maybe he was like being funny, like trying to take the piss.
Yeah. And it's definitely not your responsibility to be like, look, I'll take you back to my house. You can sleep it off and then go home. Like, that's not your yeah. responsibility. He's just a guy from the bar. Like, oh, I'm very torn. I'm Madeline Brulia. Anyway.
That was a few months ago and no one has seen him since.
And are you...
He hasn't come into our bar.
And he used to work across the road.
He hasn't been back to his bar. Because, again, I was like a week later. I'm like, oh, we haven't seen old mate for a while. Yeah, not since.
Has he come into work?
Yeah, walk over the street. Hey, what are you, old mate, coming? No, he hasn't come since last Tuesday. And he went, oh, yeah, okay. No one has seen him since I left him on the side of the road.
Is he dead?
I don't know.
What? Is he dead? Is he dead? Surely someone would have to call his workplace and be like, oh, yeah, like Johnny's passed away.
I feel like if someone died, it would go with me on this one. That information is more likely to get out
yeah.
to a workplace, yeah. to a family and friends. But if he just sort of...
is missing.
Then it's a bit of a mystery. You don't have to like call next of kin or like there's just sort of... And I'm guessing most hospitality, it's like a casual job. It's not like, oh, he just hasn't turned up. Okay, yeah. I'll get someone else.
It's not as if my desk was empty at 9 a.m. and you go, where's that? Like, where's yeah. Tony gone? Yeah. yeah.
And so I don't know if he was just like embarrassed and maybe was like, oh, I can't go back there. Maybe this was the moment he was like... I'm changing industries. I'm not drinking.
I'm going to get clean kind of
Maybe
thing.
Maybe he's the prime minister.
Maybe.
But it's been a few months. And they don't know a thing. And they're going through the like, he was being a dick. I was trying to get rid of him.
Oh, because you're trying to justify your yeah, actions.
Like, have I contributed to that?
Or has he been like taken? Is he like being held hostage somewhere? No, you know, is he like.
Is he a Bond villain?
Is he a. Like, that's awful. I actually don't really know how to react. I
haven't seen you this stunned since you didn't hear me blurt out the baby's name the other day.
I wonder where that guy is. Do you reckon he's okay?
Well, that's the person was kind of like.
I need to get this off my chest because I don't know.
I've got a bit of the guilt. I'm like, I just want closure. I want to know that something happened. Or even if something bad happened, at least they could like know and deal with that maybe.
Do we know like the person's name or have they tried to contact a family member or their emergency contact on their employee form over the, you know, like.
Well, I guess, yeah, I guess we don't know. She doesn't work at the other bar. She just walked over and we're like, has he come in? They're like, no, we haven't seen him. And she's like, okay. Like. Maybe she doesn't want to out herself. Oh, we haven't seen him since that time I fucking dumped him on the side of the road 40 Ks out of town. So she's trying to be like, oh, I wonder what happened.
Or do you try and like find him on Instagram or Facebook or something and see if he's posted? So, you know, like I'm just trying to think of all the things you would do in that scenario. Surely you'd try and track someone down and be like, is he in rehab or is he missing or
maybe
is he.
Maybe he moved to Australia and started dressing like Aladdin in gay bars.
Maybe.
This mysterious man, I don't know.
I just...
The good and bad thing about confessions is there is no follow-up questions because I know, I can't contact them.
But I'm trying to ask all the things that people that are listening would go, oh, my God, why didn't you, you know?
Okay. What would you do? would you go to the cops and file a missing person? Is that your job for some guy who comes to the bar? Isn't that like his family's job or his employer's job? You know what I mean? Like, you're just another person that works across the street.
I feel like I probably wouldn't go to the police straight away because it's probably no need yet. I'd say that I would go to the bar and go, hey, do you have their wife, husband, mum, sister, cousin, friend, information, like who was there? Because when you start a job, you like put in emergency contact, whatever, or at least get their full name, and then maybe you can do a bit of online sleuthing and see what's happened. That's probably my first port of call, would be like finding out some friends' information of the person, and then if like I contact, say it was you and I end up getting in touch with your wife, Bridget, and she goes, oh, yeah, like they are missing, I would then go to the police and go, look, I don't know if you have need any information, but this not, and I would tell them straight away what I'd done because, like, you're better. Like, the more information they have, they might go, oh, my God, if we know that was their last location, we have a shot at finding them. Maybe somebody around there has a Ring doorbell and they've seen that person either get up and walk away or get picked up. I watched a lot of true crime.
I was going to say
But, you know, like maybe someone's Ring doorbell has picked that seen that person get into a cab, and then maybe that cab's like rego number or something could be traced, and then, you know, ping their phone and shit like that.
How much true crime do you watch?
A lot. I'm a good person to have in a in a, you know, dangerous scenario. But that's probably what I
think
do.
The best way to finish this story is for us to re-sing the Law and Order tune.
Ba 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 ba. It happened in a ba 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 ba. Hope they're okay though.
All right, up next, Tony is gonna move.
Hi, this is Kenzie Blackheart from Essex in the UK, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
Massive shout out to a few of our champion tappers over at our Patreon. Evan Collins, love to see it. Thanks, Ev.
AC.
Blade Thorne, he only approved the other day. He was your, to see it. His ear infection.
Yep.
Kendra Lancaster, thank you so much. Paige Brenisa, Nathaniel R. Adams, and James Patterson. Absolutely love to see it. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, James. Appreciate it.
So I think I need to move.
Okay.
But I also need some advice which might prevent me needing to, you know, buy boxes from Bunnings.
Okay.
Buy boxes from Bunnings.
How much do you hate moving on your, like, you know, top 10 things you
that
hate in life?
Admin of moving is repulsive because it's not only packing and unpacking and cleaning and whatever, it's also like turning the power off, switching the power on at the new place, moving the internet. Like, you know,
I'm still trying to get out of the gas meter from our last house.
Oh,
you haven't paid your gas meter. I haven't lived there for 6 months.
Yeah. And they go, well, gas is still being used. You go, yeah, probably from the new people that live there.
Yeah.
And they've set up an account. So you've currently got two accounts leading to the same address. It's actually not my fault.
I see you're aware of my current predicament.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is just, it's so admin heavy that you would want to just protect anybody from doing. I've never like really cared about owning a house. Like, it's not really something I've ever worried about. But I understand why people buy houses, because if you buy a house, you're probably going to live there for a while and probably don't have to move for a while. And that sounds pretty good.
I do believe that's the main reason.
Yeah. Because you just, you go
what's
in
the
there.
The benefits of home ownership.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to reconnect the gas because you just stay there.
You just stay there forever. And you go, okay, that's actually fine. If I never have to call the fucking gas company again, then I'm in. So I'm going to rewind us back in time a little bit just to set up this story. A couple of weeks ago, or last week or something, I had a book launch.
Yes.
So I wrote a book.
Yep.
And we were kind of having this little event where you and I, Ryan, were having a little like Q&A.
Yep.
And then we got to have a meet and greet afterwards and take selfies with people. I signed heaps of books and
in a nice little cute bookstore in the city. It was very fun.
It was gorgeous. And it was in the city, as you just said, at about, I think it started at 6.
Yep.
So it's like peak hour time trying to get into the city. And at the moment, like around our house, kind of getting Ubers and stuff, it should be easy, but it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
And so we're kind of, I like was ready to go. And I said to Torbs, my partner, I was like, are you coming? And he goes, yeah. And I was like, because I want to leave home probably no later than like 5:15 or whatever. And he goes, yep, that's fine. I'll get ready And that'll be no worries. I'm like, all right, it gets to 5:15. I'm like, cool, like, can we go? And he's like, oh, hang on, I just need to, like, check one thing. Or just hang on, like, just need to grab this shoes, one thing. Yeah. Or like, oh, actually, I think I will wear a belt. 1 second. And I'm like, I can't be late to this event because it's mine.
It's your event.
You know?
Yep.
And
could you imagine me hosting and asking you questions and just you not being there?
And me not being there. What are you going to do? Hold me up on FaceTime and just like hope for the best?
Actually, I don't mind that idea.
We could have done that. Yeah. All right. Well, it's good to know that that's in the back pocket for next time. So I'm kind of like a little bit frazzled because even though I'd built extra time into our schedule, I was just like, you told me that you'd be ready at 5:15. We went to leave and because I live in an apartment building. So we went to leave. I walked out the door first and Torbs walked behind me. Mm-hmm. And normally when our front door shuts, yep. the door like locks automatically behind you. You can, yeah, it makes yep. that sound. And as I was walking down the hallway, I was like, the door didn't make that sound. And Torbs was like, no, it didn't, did it? So he walked back, but I'd kind of walked up to someone else's front door.
Yeah.
And then, like, just stood there and Torbs was trying to fix our – like, the lock had just gotten a bit sticky.
Yep.
He literally needed to, like, open it, jiggle the thing, and then it yeah. worked. It was
fine. So you're
fine.
Just loitering in the apartment hallway.
I'm just standing in the hallway.
Yeah.
And I'm standing in the hallway in front of, like – so say we are 3:05. Yep. I'm standing in front of the door at 3:06.
Yep.
And the 3:06 – I hear them like open their door and I kind of turn and look at the door
yeah.
and they're just like standing in their front door. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm not like hanging out at your door. I'm just waiting for my
like
boyfriend.
You're hanging out
of their door. Because it looks like I was just like lurking in the fucking hallway.
You're like, oh, did you order Uber Eats? Two large pizzas?
Yeah. Was this for Sammy? You know, whatever. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so, so sorry. And this person just kind of like gave me a bit of a blank look and was just like,
What?
Like just so confused. I was like, I'm so sorry. And because we were running late, I was like, can we go? We kind of sprinted out the front door. We're waiting for our Uber. And the person who I'd bumped into kind of walked out behind us and like walked over to the tram or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, how fucking embarrassing. Like I've just bumped into that guy
yeah.
and I've seen him again. You know when you see someone lots of times in the supermarket?
Yeah, the worst. Yeah. The worst.
And you say hi at the ice cream, then you say hi again at the muesli, and then you say hi again at the coffee.
And then I will go to another supermarket.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, and so I've seen him kind of more than once and I was like, oh my God, how embarrassing. And I was like, and this guy thinks I'm literally like a lurking bitch from just the hallway.
Well, he doesn't think that. He knows that because you were lurking. Because
I was being a lurking bitch.
Yeah.
And because he's like my direct next door neighbor, like obviously, like
so literally next door.
Literally next door. So, like, when his dogs bark, they're like next, like,
right, gotcha.
You know, could not be closer. There's one sheet of glass that mutes, like, muted glass that, like, is between us.
He's heard some things.
Probably. Yep. Anyway, so we finally. The Uber finally comes. We arrive at the book launch and I walk in and I'm talking to the people who are like hosting the event for us.
Yeah.
And you were 2 minutes behind me. So I'd kind of been standing there for a second.
Yeah.
And in walks my neighbor.
The guy.
Into the book launch.
What's he doing there?
He's there for the book launch. and I kind of... Torbs is standing next to me and obviously he's seeing this whole thing happen.
He's seeing the whole commotion.
And then I go, that's the guy that lives next door. And I was like, that is so embarrassing. Like, because first of all, the lurking bitch from the fucking hallway. And he was there and I was like, oh my. Like,
what's more embarrassing is you forked out cash for an Uber and he got there just as fast on a tram.
Yeah. So I was like, we could have split that. We could have gone halves and got here at the same time. Anyway, so I'm kind of like in disbelief that this person I've just fallen over in my hallway is at this event. I'm like, maybe their girlfriend has dragged them along. Maybe, you know, maybe they're not the so and he didn't even know. Doesn't know who I am.
Yeah.
And it's just a huge coincidence. Anyway, so we start the event off and you kind of go, all right, like here's Tony, blah, blah, blah. And I go, oh my God, the most embarrassing thing happened on the way here. I tripped over my neighbor when I was on my way here and that's him
there.
And he was sitting at the front on the floor.
Loving it.
And
he was lovely. Spoke to him later.
No, so this is the thing, right?
He's not lovely.
So no, he's absolutely lovely. But
he's lovely and you go, well, hang on a second.
No, so after we do the Q&A and we're having a chat, we've got our microphones and whatever. Yeah. And after that, we went to the counter of the bookstore and everyone lined up to do this meet and greet, signing books, whatever. And we're kind of chatting to all these people, and then he's the next person in line. And he walks over and I'm like, all right, I need to know whether this guy is the fan or whether he's been dragged here by his girlfriend.
It is very common at the meet and greets for the
For there to be a partner or a friend that's come for, you know, moral support.
Begrudging best friend.
It turns out that he and his girlfriend are both massive fans of the pod, and they've both bought the book. And I signed a book each for them and stuff. And as he's walking towards us, I walk toward. I kind of meet him, and I walk out from around the counter, and I go, "Mate, I feel like I need to properly introduce myself. I'm Tony." Like, so, and he goes, "Hey, I'm blah."
Yeah.
Fake name.
Okay. Was Blah not his real name? By lucky you clarified.
I just wanted to let everyone know, don't Google Blah. He's not going to come up.
Blah 307.
We have a nice old chat. He's got quite a, I wouldn't say it's a common name.
Okay. Well, I haven't heard any other Blahs.
Right? So it's not a common one. My name's Blah. We have a whole chat.
Is it short for blasé?
I sign his book, like, two blah, good seeing your neighbour, ha ha.
Yep.
Give him the book, sign his girlfriend's book as well. Yep. Lovely to meet them, whatever.
See you later tonight,
and then, see you later, blah, ha ha. Yep. And then, classic. And, you know, did the classic, like, oh, we'll split an Uber home kind of thing, whatever. Anyway, and then we all, we finished up the event. We all went out for dinner.
Yep.
And then Torbs and I, in the Uber on the way home, I go, oh, my God, how funny that that guy from next door was there.
Yep.
And Torbs goes, yeah, how funny. And I was like, yeah, his name's Blah. And Torbs goes, oh, not Blah. And I was like, what do you mean? And he goes, remember that note on the door the other day? And
What?
I know, right.
What? So, how could you?
Yeah.
What note?
Let me fucking tell you. So, like, 2 weeks ago.
But how did you not remember a note, something that you were doing?
Mate, I know. And I am like a stickler for details.
I know.
So, like, 2 weeks ago. So, probably like 2 weeks before the event. I got home and there was flowers on the bench with like a card.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in and I was like, oh. Who were they for or from or whatever? And Torbs goes, oh, I assumed they were for you. I haven't opened the card. And I was like, oh, okay. He goes, they were at the door when I came in.
Oh.
Our door, not the front door, our door.
Right.
And because we live in like this apartment building, you need like a fob, like a key.
To every level.
Thing to every. So
I know, mate. When I come to visit you,
I know. It's like Fort Knox. And you can't. So I obviously can access all the buildings, all the garages, whatever, but I couldn't get onto a floor that's not mine.
Yeah.
Like, so say I live on level 7. Yeah. I can't get to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6.
Yep.
So I'm like. They were at the door, and Torbs goes, the door, like our door. And I was like, so it's someone who lives on our floor? Fucking weird, right?
Okay.
Weird. And I open the card, and these gorgeous purple flowers. I open the card, and it says, congratulations, Blah. Love you, XXX. So it's the neighbour.
It's for the neighbour.
Well, it says, congratulations, exclamation mark, Blah, exclamation marks, love you, XXX.
So hang on, is it for Blah or from Blah?
So it's hard to tell, isn't it? Because of the grammar used in the note. And it's like a handwritten note, so it's not whatever.
Congratulations, Blah.
Congratulations, Blah.
So if you
So you don't know if
you've just written a book, I could be like, congratulations,
Tony.
Or if I'm giving the flowers, I could be like, congratulations,
Ryan.
Yeah.
Yep. So I don't know.
Well,
right?
Which one is it?
Yeah. So when it happened, I didn't want to post on our Facebook group because I was like, I don't really want to post and be like, these are at my door and out like what number I live at.
Right.
Because like, you know, there's fucking 300 people in that group. Like that's so weird. And so I was like, you know what? And this is very unlike me. I was like, who cares?
This is very off-brand.
And I threw them out.
Tony.
I don't even have a photo of them as proof or anything because I was just like, I can't deal with that. So
you didn't even put them in a vase and let them sit for a week?
I didn't even enjoy them. I was just like, I can't deal with that, whatever. So my question is, have I caused a breakup? Have I caused a fight? Because he goes, well, I left you, maybe his roommate or girlfriend goes, I left you flowers. He goes, no, you didn't. But anyone that knows him would know that that's not his house because it's not the same number. We don't live in the same house.
Well, she, if she's visiting, wouldn't drop them off at the wrong door.
Right.
Is it him congratulating you on the book?
But it looks as though it's like, congratulations, blah. Have I said the name at any point? No.
No.
Good. It's not as if it says, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm kind of now thinking, should I message this guy?
You should go knock on the door.
Or knock on the door and be like, bro, look, obviously we just met the other day. I'm really sorry. I got flowers the other day that I'm pretty sure were for you and I didn't make the connect. I didn't know your name then. I didn't make the connection. I couldn't be bothered fucking sleuthing out whose flowers they were. But I'm like, really? I feel so bad because now I know I'm Anna's lovely guy.
All right. First of all, when you go and knock on the door, which you should,
do you reckon it's a door knock situation or like find him on IG?
I reckon finding an IG is probably weirder.
Oh, is that weirder?
Door.
Oh, okay. Door.
We live next
door,
to
door,
it's
door.
Like, oh, I was just walking past, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, you could just sing out over the back thing of the
courtyard. Nah, not doing that.
Because when I was at your house the other, I think he was watching my Instagram stories.
Yeah, so.
And then because I could hear my voice coming over from the courtyard next door and I was like, oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, when you retell him your version of events, please leave out the part where you said, I was confused, so I just threw him in the bin. Because what could happen is he goes, oh, congratulations on the book, just thought I'd leave you some nice flowers. And then you've just fucked him off into the skip.
Oh, well, I didn't do that. I enjoyed them for a full week.
I remember coming around and seeing them on the bench.
Yeah, and saying, I actually put them in a lovely vase.
Imagine if you
lovely purple flowers, which I did already say.
Imagine buying flowers for someone and they go, oh, I didn't get it, so I fucked them, threw them out.
Well, I
just in case.
And I love flowers. Like,
you
I
love
fresh flowers.
You threw them out.
I think I was just like, I don't understand that. Fuck it off. I must have been tired.
It's
and
the same
I was
as
just
the
like,
person in the bar. If I take responsibility for these, then it's my job to fit, and I'm not.
It also felt like a bit dirty enjoying someone else's flowers. I was like, well, they're not for me. Like,
oh, that's where you and I differ.
Do you know what I mean, though?
Flowers,
I felt a bit like,
I'd enjoy them.
Yeah, I should have. I don't know why
for me,
I didn't.
But look at the purple in those petals.
They were lovely. They were gorgeous. But
see what I'm
saying? They were just
about
from, like, Coles, so it wasn't as if. Which is not a problem, but I'm saying it's not as if they were an $80, like, box of flowers or something. They were, like, you know, $9 or something. They had the price on them. And that's
because
fine. I'm not being snobby. That makes me sound like I'm being really snobby. I'm more mean. It's not as if they were like a proper florist bunch of flowers, I probably would have put a bit more effort
Mate,
in.
Mate, cost of living is high. Inflation.
No, I know it is.
That could have been someone's last $9.
I know. And you know what? I'm going to. So do you think I should reach out and offer the $9? No, you know what I'll do? I won't talk to anyone. I'll just buy the same flowers, scribble another note, and I'll just put them at his door and hope for the best.
First of all, don't give the $9. That's like the strangest of all the outcomes.
It's not even $10. It's
weird.
Like $5 and a bit of change.
It's not about the money.
Yeah. Like, but you just said, what if it was their last $9?
Oh, but it's about.
You've made it about the money.
Because they care about you. You're worth a lot. It's not about. They want to give you the gift. Or they wanted to give someone a gift.
Well, but that's the thing. Like, is it from him or for him? That's what I want to know. That's the mystery to me.
Okay. I've changed my tune.
Okay.
Don't knock on the door.
All right.
Because he's got a unique name, it means in theory he should be easy to find in the building Facebook group or on Instagram.
Yeah. I think I'd be able to find him on Instagram because he obviously follows at least you. He was watching your story the other day.
That is quite
so
true.
I think that because of the not
we'll
super
him.
Common name, I think I'd be able to find him.
Can we call him on the show?
Yeah, maybe.
I feel like we all need to find out together in real time.
I really don't because I imagine if his mate or someone has gone, you know when you don't want to be like, did you get the flowers? Because you don't want to be like, you didn't say thank you. So you just kind of wait.
He thinks you took those flowers and were a bitch.
No,
and then he caught a tramp.
But the thing is, I don't know if they were for him or from him. So there's probably someone waiting for him to be like, oh, bro, thank you so much
for
those
flowers. Now they think he's an asshole.
But can I
Because you stole his flowers.
Okay. Right, but the thing is that if they were from him for me.
When he bumped into you, what?
Like, I'd never met this person before. This is 2 weeks before the event. I didn't know
even.
But
surely when he bumps into the event and be like, did you get the flowers? Congrats on the book.
He didn't say that. I don't know.
But now that you've said this.
But why would you put.
And his girlfriend listens to the pod and the
they
flowers.
They both listen, yeah.
Yeah, but maybe the flowers are from his mistress.
I'm going to call.
And you've
I'm causing him. A ruckus. I'm causing a literal ruckus.
Maybe it's from her mistress. Oh, no, he wouldn't send flowers to him.
No. No. And because I don't know if she lives there. So if she was sleeping with someone on the side, I don't think he would send them to her boyfriend's house.
Yeah, no.
You know,
I don't watch enough true crime. You watch true crime. Yeah. I don't watch true crime. Yeah. I don't know how these things work. What I do know is that I can't sleep until I know.
All right, we'll get to the bottom of it.
Who they were from and what they were for. Yeah.
Mm. We'll get to the bottom of it. Yeah, I think we'll call him or we'll reach out. We'll see what, and we'll find out. Or I'll knock on the door and maybe. Anyway, isn't that crazy?
Should Cam and I dress up as
I don't think we need that.
Okay. I'll keep offering though because we did look great. Let's do what you love to see it before Tony has to move countries.
Yep.
This is great.
Yep.
My favourite part of Kitchen Nightmares, says Scott, is when the person who applied to Kitchen Nightmares gets surprised and offended when Gordon Ramsay tells them their kitchen is a nightmare. Yeah. And I agree with Scott.
Yeah, I agree too.
Don't crack the sads and get butt hurt. You applied to a show called Kitchen Nightmares.
Did you not watch the previous season?
Did you Google it?
Do you not know what it's about?
Did you go to YouTube to get a vibe? You know what you are if you didn't do your research?
A dickhead.
An idiot sandwich.
An idiot sandwich. Of course. Yeah, that is great.
I love to see that. Scott, thanks for bringing it to my attention. Because I actually think do they pretend? Oh, no, Gordon Ramsay's changed tack. It's called, Beautiful Stories from Suburban Cafes.
Or,
bring the crew in.
Or does everyone think they're going to be the exception? Do they apply to it and go, he's going to come in here and not find a thing wrong?
And the producers go, yeah, so every season we have a good one.
You know,
and you're going to be the good one.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
And they go, oh, my God.
You'll love
and
the
then they're like,
cod.
Yeah, what do you mean you don't like that we're serving eggs from 6 months ago? You know, and they just, you know.
Yeah.
It's very funny that you bring up a kitchen nightmare. My You Love to See It is also a kitchen nightmare.
Really?
So Tigger Mack, who you would have seen on her cakes on TikTok before, she decorates cakes. She's actually a big fan of the pod.
Okay.
Comrades on Instagram.
Yep.
We've spoken before. And she shared, so I'm just going to.
Tony's covering her screen. Oh, yeah.
She shared this bluey cake that she made.
Was that her original?
Yeah. So
I've seen it.
Yeah. So she made this blue. We'll share this in the Facebook group.
Yep.
She shared this bluey cake and how to make it.
A beautiful cartoon character in the Australian little illustrated. It's worldwide now, right?
What have you fucking got going on over there? Yeah. So it's an Australian cartoon. It's a little dog. It's adorable. And someone has tried to replicate Tigger Mack's creation. And I laughed about this for about half an hour. Are you ready for this?
No, I'm actually not.
Here is what she made.
Oh, my God.
That is easily the shittest thing I've ever
seen. It is so horrifying. It is terrifying.
It's not
looking.
Just a terrible job at cake, but it's actually the dog is possessed.
It's nightmare fuel. It's nightmare fuel, 100%. But do you know what I did love, though?
Nailed it.
Actually. But the person's given it a go and gone, well, how hard can it be? And they've given it a fucking red hot crack. And I love to see that, but it did give me a very good laugh.
I often wonder the tipping point of how these things go viral, because obviously old mate posted on their personal Instagram and they just did some baking. Is it their friends that start going, oh, hey, sweetie?
I actually think that the fuck up cake that the mum might have stitched with Tigger's.
Oh, so they've outed themselves.
TikTok to be like, look how badly I do.
Okay.
Because if you did that badly at something, you'd share it. I share about how badly I do at stuff all the time.
But do you reckon so they didn't just share it to be like, oh, I tried the cake, here it is.
I think that they've gone, wow, look how badly this can go.
Or maybe don't tell me it's easy.
Or is it a compliment? And you go, you've made this look so easy that look at this abomination I've created. but anyway, I love to see that. We'll share that in our Facebook group today.
Yep. All right. Have a great day, everyone. Tomorrow, a deep dive, an investigation. If you're a vapor or you know someone who does vaping, we need your help tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's all I can fucking say. All right. We'll see you tomorrow.
Love you.